the airplane, but also. Okay, Chevra. So excited to be back after a long break of being able to learn together. It's been too long after the vacation, and last week we weren't here. So beautiful Ha'ara from Rav Druk this week on something that is so true, something which you know without the Torah, but when you have the Torah to say it with, it becomes even more beautiful. So there is a lot of discussion about our relationship with the Eved Ivri. You know, how you're supposed to treat the Eved Ivri. The Gemara says, Ki toiv loy imcha b'maychel, imcha b'mishte, imach b'mishte, that you have to treat the slave as if you treat yourself. If you sit down to have, you know, stop, chop, and roll, and you have your two-for-one sale and the sushi, split it with him, you get one, he gets one, but you can't take the whole third by yourself. I get half, he gets half. You have a nice, a nice bottle of wine, you have to share it with him. It can't be that you have heluga bread, chashuva bread. He doesn't have chashuva bread, the Gemara says. Everything's got to be the same. You have to treat him as if you treat yourself. More than that, right? Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi that it's kone adon la'atzmo. It's not only that you have to treat him equally, you have to treat him better. It's as if you've acquired for yourself a master. If, for example, you only have one pillow, guess who gets the pillow? He does. Why? Because if you use the pillow, he has to have the pillow. But if you use the pillow, he can't get a pillow. So you can't use the pillow. So then nobody should use the pillow. Nope, that's what's called me the stone. If I can't have it, you can't have it. Therefore, you have to give him the pillow. So if it comes out, if it's equal, he wins. So, and not if it's equal, if there's only room for one, he gets it. So on the one hand, you have to treat him like with unbelievable respect, give him exactly what you have. And the Rishabi says even more. So, now, it's a bam kasha. It's because we have the halacha tradition of chayech kaidman. Down to one bottle of water, who gets it? You get it, not the other guy. Let him die. I mean, there's a lot to be spoken about. But you should come first. But it comes to the Eved, he goes first. I mean, we're talking about somebody. What's the whole reason why he got sold into slavery in the first place? V'nimker b'gnev also. It's because this person stole, and when this person stole, he didn't have the money or the means to pay back the debt that he owed. So he had no choice but to be sold as an Eved Ivri. So you're telling me this Eved Ivri, he's not such a grace, a guy, he's not part of the fine schmeckers of society, and now I have to go out of my way to treat him as Zoy and treat him such a beautiful way? Shouldn't be. Where does this halacha, what's the motivation that Chazal, in their infinite, Hashem really, in his infinite wisdom, decided that you have to treat, that if I'm sitting down and having a steak dinner, I gotta go, you can't order steak for one anymore, now you order steak for two. I mean, a lot of people, this is, you want to close the restaurants in the neighborhood? Make everybody buy an Eved Ivri. Why? Because then you, every time you go out for food, you have to buy for yourself and for the Eved. Everything will be twice the price. Get that Doma Donut. So there is a move. What you do if you want to get a Doma Donut, you want to buy one, you know what you can do?
Go to the Minion.
Go to the Minion. They have all the donuts in the world. Chaim
V'chshol. What time do they bring
them in? Oh, I don't know. It's a shot. It's 12 or not 11:45? It's close, right? You got to make sure. I'm too old for this, but when you're young, you go to these minyanim. You get okay. That's the okay. That's a potent, but that's not.
Did you bring the sauce?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
The sushi sauces they had the one time. Anyway, so what's pshat? So Rav Druk brings a maisa from the Goyin Rabbi Yoshua Leib Diskin. Listen to this maisa, Meirdik maisa. So one time, like in all the kids' story tapes, like he's traveling by Agola and. He got to a town, he got to the town, to the first house, and he knocks on the door. Hamayid, I'm lost. Remember, he's the preeminent Gadol Hador at the time, right? He didn't say who he was. He says he's lost, and not lost, but he's not going to get there, and he needs somebody to take him in for a little bit. And the host was like, I don't know, I can't. I'm hosting an Admor's coming. Like, this guy had a beautiful house, and he's like, I don't know if I can host you, because I have an Admor, and he's like, I have nowhere else to go, and it's Nark, and I, nowhere, I can't get any further. She says, I'll tell you what, there's a floor over there, and you can sleep on the floor. Okay? So then all of a sudden, the Admor, the next guy comes, the Hasidish Rebbe who is expecting, and he says, oh, and he greets him with Gevaldik, and the whole thing. So guess what happened? When the Rebbe sees that Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin is sitting there sleeping on the floor, right? So he goes, oh, he was like, whoa, and all of a sudden the host felt like tuchus, right? Because here was the Gadol Hador, and he said, sleep on the floor. Leib Diskin was, he was Meichel Zayin. But he says, when you come to my town, you have to stay by me. I'm Meichel you on that condition. Fast forward, for some reason or another, this guy says, okay, he makes a pilgrimage out to a to the Diskin Mishpacha, and he stays by his house for 3 days. For 3 days, Meshul Leib Diskin is waiting on this guy hand and foot. And he felt like $1 million. And right before he leaves, he says, now you see how it feels? Pay it forward. What was the rehabilitation? The rehabilitation for this person for not doing the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim properly was not telling him a Musar Shmuz. He showed him how to treat guests. He lived the example of treating other people. That's the greatest chinuch moment in the world. Not to give a Musar Shmuz. I was just with somebody, and they were telling him, and you, I was wanted to get under the chair, right? The guy got up, was very well-meaning, a very big tzaddik, being Meisr Nefesh, in all areas, especially he's somebody who was in Tzahal, and he was telling us all about what he was doing, which was beautiful. But then at the end he says, and you should, and you should, and you should. He was giving us this, a Misha Berach of you shoulds. Like, slow down, cowboy. There's nobody in this world who ever shall tell anybody else what they should do. They should just do it. And then Mamelo, people will do it, they'll see it. I'll never forget my own child, my kid, my oldest kid, it's going to be his birthday tomorrow. So that means that this story happened 24 years ago. He was 3 years old. And what happens when a boy turns three? What do we give him? Not a haircut.
Circumcision.
Not a circumcision that's 8 days old, sweetie. You give him tzitzis. There are many people who give a haircut. But you give him tzitzis. The halacha. Like, you know, the haircut's a nice thing. Orla, you could tie it, whatever. Okay. But we give him tzitzis. So when I was putting on the tzitzis, I was showing him how to wear them with his pants. And I said, and then you put your tzitzis out. I looked at myself. My tzitzis were in. I took them out. I haven't put them in since. I didn't wear my tzitzis out until my son. So it's been 24 years that I've been wearing my tzitzis out. Right? Because it doesn't go. Nothing's going to go if you don't do it. You do. Shkayach. This. Schwab says this Torah famously. The Haftorah Parashas Nasa is the story of Shimshon. It's also a story of Tanakh, right? And there's a story there where the Navi comes, and the Malach tells Manoach's wife, Mrs. Manoach, that's Shimshon's father, that her kid, that she has to stop drinking wine because her kid's going to be a Nazir. Manoach's not there. He goes running, and where's this Malach he spoke to? I got to find out what to do. Manoach tracks down the Malach, and the Malach says, "This is how you are Nazir. You don't drink wine. You know." And he gives him the Rosh Hashanah. Effective El Takasha, why did Dafka need the Malach to tell him that? Why does he have to go back to the Malach? Like, just ask anybody, like, what it is to be a Nazir. It's halacha. It's, you know, you can open up a Shulchan Aruch and you'll see. So the Vartar of Schwab says, so powerful. Manoach wasn't asking how to, what he had to do in order for his child to be a Nazir. He was asking, how do I raise somebody to want to be a Nazir? And the Malach told Manoach, you, Manoach, have to refrain from wine and have to do all these things. Because if you want your child to be, don't tell him to do it yourself. What chinuch is about, what training others is about, is never saying what they should do, but rather doing it yourself. And the mamela follow. Great leaders don't tell others, they lead by example. These are classic cliches, but they come out of the Torah. Now let's turn our attention back to the Eved Ivri. What did the Eved Ivri do wrong? He thought about himself. What's a ganav? Your money is more important than my hands. It's more about me than it is about you. You don't have your money, I have my money. Zot, Rav Druk. In America, they take all the ganavim and they put them together in a penitentiary and they all compare some war stories. They all become ganavim again because in jail, what is it about? Survival of the fittest. right? I guess that's the way it is in the movies. I don't know what it's like in real life. But that's what prison is like. Everybody's trying to figure out a way to chop a rein. So what do? We take this Eved Ivri and we put him in a home and we tell this homeowner and this Eved Ivri owner, this is how you're going to rehabilitate the Eved. Not by telling him a thing, by leading by example. By showing him exactly how to do it. This is how you treat another person. Whatever you get for yourself, you're going to give to the other person just as much. And if there's one thing there that you can't have, he gets it. This is an example of a Torah's rehabilitation. This is the story of the Eved Ivri. This is what life's all about. Leading by example. Zeig gesund and stark. Have a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.